This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about the early 80s and celebration. It was a great song, but there wasn't much to celebrate. In the early 80s, the American economy went through a deep, deep recession. Business bankruptcies rose big time compared to previous years. Farmers had a tough time with ag exports, failing crop prices that just fell through the floor, rising interest rates. But by 1983, the economy had rebounded and we started to see a growth period. The annual inflation rate stayed below 5% for the remainder of the 80s, and the 80s was the hey 80s. Hi everybody, Kate Delaney. Are we headed in that same direction? Could we be headed in that same direction? The big story on the day was the thing that we're talking about, the Federal Reserve hiking interest rates by 0.75 percentage point, very, very aggressive, saying that they have to do this to avoid a recession. Because what can they do to tame inflation? So what does the Fed's rate hike mean for us? Whether you live in a big suburb or a rural area, or a giant city, listen, this is affecting all of us, every single one of us, your ability to borrow money. Car on the fritz, you already have problems because it's tough to get a used car because of the supply chain problems, and it's tough to get an electric car if you scrimped and saved because you got to get in line for that. You're going to get socked if you can even qualify, if you have to get money. So, look, inflation has crushed us. The cost of just about everything pushed prices up 8.6% in the past year. So what are our lawmakers, our policy people doing about it? The Federal Reserve is trying, they say, to keep prices stable and unemployment low. So they're trying to tackle the greatest run-up in prices in four decades. But a lot of people fear that trying to curb inflation is coming around the bend way too late. Wall Street, the biggest craps table we have, is definitely teetering. Potential recession is growing. Raising interest rates by 0.75 percentage point in an effort to temper record inflation could be a disaster in the end, causing a recession. So the scenarios are not good. I mean, an economy that has surging prices and growth that's just not there, 3 years into the pandemic and the economic uncertainty that this is bringing us. So what does it mean for us? What does it mean for you and I? Well, credit card bills, new car loans, mortgages, I said it. That's what's going to hurt. That's what's going to pinch and in some cases make it impossible. The unemployment rate is low. I mean, we see these help wanted signs all over the place. And do consumers want to keep spending? Because if they do, that would hold off a recession. But inflation has stuck around for so long, it is squeezing us, it is squeezing budgets. And that means you got to take action. And what's that action going to be? So what do you do? You know, how do raising interest rates slow inflation? Well, it discourages you from making big purchases. And that means people pull back on spending. And the idea is you have lower demand and allows prices to come down and then stabilize eventually. But it's a gamble even there. Because it was less expensive to get a car, a home loan, major purchases. Now we're in the opposite direction. Pushing rates up could slow growth too much and too fast, which then would push us into this recession and it would affect every single one of us. And you got to think about that. You got to think about the early 1980s. The Fed tightened the money supply to control price increases. Interest rates got near 20%. Oh, I don't even want to think about that number. Unemployment hit close to 11%, the worst since the Great Depression. The worst, the absolute worst. All right, celebrate good times could also be used in a different way. We have the NHL playoffs going on. I know you're saying, how is she making this turn right here at the top? Well, I'm a big stick and puck fan, so I've been watching this and my newly adopted team in my new hometown of Tampa, St. Pete, vying for their third Stanley Cup. If they were to do that, the last time you had a three-peat winner in that professional sport was 1983, and it was that period of 1980 to 1983. But so far, the Avalanche in this very first game, it was a really good game. It went to overtime, and almost right from the beginning of overtime, the Avalanche ended up netting a goal and beating the Bolts 4-3, less than 2 minutes into OT. So we'll see if there is any three-peat in the future of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And Lightning is such a good analogy for what we're looking at with the Feds and the rate, and will Lightning strike in a lucky way? But you got to look at the supply chain disruptions and throw that in there. So the Fed can pull a lever in different directions in setting interest rates, but we've got shortages of materials, labor, shipping bottlenecks, extreme supply disruptions across a lot of industries. So that's another reason why prices have soared so quickly, because you don't have enough goods. People are chasing the same good. Remember toilet paper? So the Fed can try to wave its magic wand and demand this number, numbers, and make it tougher for borrowing, more expensive. And you know, you got companies that are still really trying to recover from the supply shocks because they weren't ready for what happened with the pandemic. And then you've got the fuel costs as part of that, too. What are you paying for gas in your neck of the woods? Coming up, I'm going to introduce you to an interesting author next.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Written several children's books, The Little Book of Children's Tales, The Royal Hunt, The Royal Hunt for Prince Vespian. Charlotte, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
What led you down this road of writing children's books?
I started writing when I was in high school, and I started dabbling with just writing for children because I worked with children. And I was told by my teacher that I wouldn't really amount to anything. She didn't like my writing. And here I ended up writing the three children's books.
So the first book, The Little Book of Children's Tales, tell us about that.
It's got three stories in it, three different types of stories. It's got one called The Magic Penny. And it's about, just a minute here. It's about a gentleman that finds a penny on the ground, and he ends up losing the penny, and a girl finds it, and it's a magic penny that grants wishes for this girl. And her wish is... for other children in the world to get what they want and what they deserve. And if they're bullied in school, then her wish is that they don't get bullied anymore. So she becomes not a princess, but she becomes popular in school, so she's not bullied anymore. And that, like I said, that was her whole goal in life.
When you set out and you decided, okay, I'm going to tell these three stories, what did you have in mind? What do you want children to take away from reading this book?
I want children to be able to use their imaginations and feel free while they're reading the books. Know that there's people out there that care for children, care about their imaginations, and want them to succeed in life. And that's what these three are about.
Yeah, that's a good goal. Want them to succeed in life and know that they're cared about. So now we go in a different direction, The Royal Hunt, because there's really two of these. Tell us about the first one, The Royal Hunt.
The first one is about a betrayal. It's a king that is married and has a little boy, and they end up dying in a coach on their way to the castle. And he is betrayed by his best friend's daughter. She marries him because she thinks she wants all of the glory. Nothing, nobody else can have it. It's all hers. And it ends up that's his daughter's spot. And his daughter ends up getting kidnapped by the queen's royal guards and taken into the woods, taken to an old witch's house. And they go through a bunch of different scenarios. They face orcs, they face merry men, they face dragons, and it tells all about what they go through to win these different scenarios.
So then you go to the next one, the sequel for The Royal Hunt, The Hunt for Prince Vespian. So you take us in and you continue that journey. Tell us about that.
The Hunt for Prince Vespian is about after the princess gets saved, it's a prince from a neighboring kingdom. And he is supposed to marry the princess, and on the way to the castle, he gets taken. And it's basically the same thing. It tells about the dragons. They go against orcs. They go against different kinds of characters. One is a red dragon that they go up against, and because they have to go through a cave to get to another spot to where the prince is being held. And the book basically tells you about their successes going through the cave, what they find. The book is basically their journey to get the prince back, to take the prince back safely to the princess.
Will you write more books?
Eventually I will. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Is this fun for you? Is it fun to weave these tales?
Yes. At first I don't even think of the name of the book. I just start writing, and then I get so involved I can see myself in that day and time. Like The Royal Hunt is set in the early 1500s. I can actually see the women's dresses. I can see the kingdom, see the king, see the way everyone is dressed, see the village, I'm just right there in that same spot at that same time. So that's what makes it easier for me to write. When I wrote the three children's books, I was actually there and saw what the children were doing. So it made it easier for me to write the book.
There you go. You get that visualization, that picture in your mind. Well, we look forward to what the future holds for you as far as maybe other books, too. But you've got the three, The Little Book of Children's Tales, The Royal Hunt, The Royal Hunt for Prince Vespian. You can get all those books on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. Charlotte, thanks for coming on.
I thank you very much. You have a very good day.
You too. Thanks, Charlotte. Coming up, we've got the Man Cave. I already told you what happened in the first game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Overtime, Tampa loses to Colorado, and the fans go crazy because the first two games are in Colorado, and they haven't won a Stanley Cup since 2001. It's not about a cup. It's about what is happening in Ukraine. The U.S. announced additional $1 billion in military aid. So there's been a couple of things that have happened in the early evening, some updates in what's going on. And, of course, one of those updates is, yes, it's $1 billion that now is being committed to that. But we also have a couple of U.S. veterans missing in Ukraine, and some of the family members fear that they have been captured. So have they been captured by Russian forces? Is Alexander Druk and Andy Hoon, both from Alabama, they went missing in the last couple of days near a Ukrainian city not far from the Russian border, according to their families. One is in the army, had served in the army. Another is a Marine Corps vet. And both were trying to help, and that's part of why they were over there. For Druk, he was teaching Ukrainian troops how to use American-made weapons and felt very strongly that he could help them and help them learn what they didn't know. And as for Hoon, his fiance said he was volunteering to fight alongside Ukrainian forces, and she got a phone call that he appeared to be missing. So at this point, what the White House is saying is they have no information to share at all about the missing Americans or whether our government believes they've been taken captive or not. But what a challenging scenario this is, especially with where we're at with any kind of diplomacy. What is diplomacy with Russia at this point, right? And there are others, you know, the Kremlin has detained other Americans for months or years, including WNBA star Brittany Grenier and Marine Corps vet Paul Whelan. So now you can add these names perhaps to the list. We just don't know any details other than the fact is they are definitely missing, which is sad and scary, right? Because at this point we don't know. We don't have any deets on that. So fingers crossed all of this gets resolved sooner rather than later. All right, as I said, coming up, a visit to the man cave, or as I like to call it, the money cave.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
People flocked to pools, beaches, and cooling centers from northern Florida to the Great Lakes on Wednesday as a heat wave pushed temperatures into the 90s and beyond. The National Weather Service maintained an excessive heat warning through Wednesday night for most of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, which have been dealing with the sticky humidity and soaring temperatures since Tuesday. I don't think the Department of Education should exist. That, according to former U.S. Department of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who served under President Donald Trump from 2017 through January 2021, DeVos made the comment during a talk at the American Enterprise Institute as she promotes her new book, Hostages No More, The Fight for Education Freedom and the Future of the American Child. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some economic experts appear to be trying to calm fears about a potential recession.
Inflation is at a 40-year high. Stock prices are sinking. The Federal Reserve is making borrowing much costlier. And the economy actually shrank in the first 3 months of this year. So is the United States at risk of enduring another recession? For now, most economists don't foresee a downturn in the near future. Despite the inflation squeeze, consumers are still spending at a healthy pace. Businesses are investing in equipment and software. And the job market is still booming, with hiring strong, layoffs low, and many employers eager for more workers. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is being criticized by the GOP in her state for remarks at a civil rights conference in Lansing on Wednesday. Nessel reportedly told the audience that, quote, drag queens make everything better, unquote. She claimed she said it in jest. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We could actually call this man cave the money cave, because lately we've been talking about the Live Tour backed by the Saudis, and also we're talking about some of the big salaries that are being handed out as far as the NFL. And listen, I'm all for any athlete getting what they can get, because I do think they're like entertainers. If you are a fan of that particular team, you keep your fingers crossed with the salary cap nonsense that the money was worth it and the team didn't screw up. But that's why it's so important to have the right money people in place and the right war room in place when you combine the draft in the NFL and you look at free agency and then your own players, for goodness sake. It is a business. So on that note, how about the Pittsburgh Steelers? They make Minka Fitzpatrick the highest paid safety in all of the land, in the NFL, that is. Anyway, so the Steelers signed their safety star to a four-year extension. They're going to pay him more than $18.4 million a year. And he did make a big difference for the Steelers and will in the future. He was given $36 million and a guarantee at signing. So that's a big deal. The 5-year contract includes a 4-year extension that starts in 2023 on top of the 1 year he had left on his previous deal. Again, he's one of the top safeties in the NFL. Is he going to continue to perform that way for the Steelers? If you're a Pittsburgh fan, well, that's exactly what you want. And you got to think about this. How did the Steelers get him in the first place? They got him from the Dolphins in exchange for a first-round draft pick in 2019. He had 11 interceptions, scored 3 defensive touchdowns, and he's forced 3 fumbles and recovered 4. That's a good resource, because look at the defense for the Steelers. T.J. Watt, K.
Cam Hayward and Fitzpatrick now through 2024. Defense wins championships. Well, we could talk about that, but I do believe that defense wins championships. It's funny because I was looking at a list that CBS put out and ranking Pete Prisco, ranked the top 100 NFL players for 2022. And, of course, Aaron Donald, one of the best in the NFL on the defensive line, and he's getting paid like it, too. He got paid like the best player in all of the land, guaranteed $95 million over the next three seasons, as long as he doesn't retire. Because remember, there were some rumors about that. That makes him the highest paid non-quarterback on a year basis, per year basis, in NFL history. And then you think of the rest of the Rams players, right? And you think of the top players and what their what the haul is. And I'll say it again. I mean, in the money cave, I mean man cave, we could argue about it. But if they perform, they're worth every penny, right? And if they don't, then sports radio stations, people blow them up locally, meaning blow up the phone lines to talk about how much they're furious about what the team did and how much they spent. But that's the way it goes. It is a gamble, and you have to look at stats and look at what's happened, in especially with the performance from somebody who's getting an extension. The Colorado Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning are the two Stanley Cup finalists in Stick and Puck. I like Stick and Puck. I've explained it before because in my book, Invade the Man Cave, sports secrets, guys, I want you to know. In that book, I talk about the fact that my uncle played professional hockey and I was just a little girl. I was just a young girl. But all the boys played hockey, and so I learned about hockey. My mother loved hockey. I went to hockey games, and I really like it. It's playoff hockey is awesome. There's no question if people ask me to rank my favorite sports, though, NFL and college football are on top. But I'm excited because I'm going to go to one of these playoff games for the Bolts next week. Some people think it's going to be a seven-game series, and if it is, that means it's exciting and both teams are playing well. Here's a couple of interesting stats for you. So the Avalanche haven't played since June 6th after they swept the Oilers in the Western Conference Final. Colorado played just 14 games the postseason, and they haven't trailed at all in any series. The Lightning played last Saturday. They finished the Rangers in 6th. Tampa has played 17 playoff games and trailed its opening series 3-2 and its Eastern Conference series 2-0. This is the Avalanche's third Stanley Cup final appearance ever. They won in 2001 and 1996. I couldn't remember how far back it had been, but that's it. For the Lightning, they've been the back-to-back Stanley Cup winners. They're looking to become the first team to three-peat since the Islanders did it. Remember the disco music at the top? In 1980 to 83. And you already know who won this first one. But that's one game out of the gate. So the history, I think, is so interesting. And I do think this is an evenly matched Stanley Cup final, one of the best we've seen. Great offense versus incredible goaltending. And the star power between both teams is lethal. The fan base is excited, and they should be. And this is definitely going to be one, I think, that goes down in the books. And we're out of the gate on a hot start for sure. Speaking of hot, the U.S. Open is upon us. That starts tomorrow, and tee times are set. Some of the hottest players in this U.S. Open are heading into it anyway. One of my favorites, Justin Thomas. He's playing some great golf. JT is hot. I mean, he's had a hot putter, and he's translated a lot of that into wins for the last couple of months, and he could end up with his third career major championship. Let's see what happens on Thursday for him. Rory McIlroy coming off of a win in O Canada, and if you look at golf rankings, he's very, very top. I like McElroy. I like Justin Thomas. I like Scottie Scheffler. We've seen the kind of really 15 months that he's had. And I like the U.S. Open. To me, this is a fun time to watch golf. Of course, there's so much controversy over this LIV tournament and how much money the players are getting paid to play for this Saudi-backed tournament and how they're getting ripped for it. And I understand that because it's Saudi-backed. So it's money. It's purely a money grab. I mean, is it a disgrace? I was listening to Howard Stern just rip the players upside backwards and forwards, saying that's exactly what it is. And he said it was just a disgusting thing to see. And I wonder if people like Phil Mickelson and some of the others that are on this tour, like Dustin Johnson, who is Wayne, speaking of hockey, who's Wayne Gretzky's son-in-law, does it in any way damage their reputation? Or is it, I mean, so what? They're going for the money. It's disgraceful or it isn't disgraceful. And then everybody will just move on from that. Is it the short, you know, do we have short memories or not? One thing about golf crowds is, let's say this is like kind of a one and done thing, and then the PGA lifts the blocking the players and lets some of these very well known and liked players, formerly liked players, back on the tour. Will they have people in the crowds screaming things out to them like sell out or, you know, whatever else? Because I do think at this Open in Massachusetts, where there's no end of opinions, and you know my New Englanders listening to me, there could be people that are going to yell things out this week. And Mickelson especially, because he got supposedly $200 million just to join, and he's become the face of this whole thing. And he's part of what triggered the exodus of the top golfers from the PGA Tour to this new startup league backed by a Saudi sovereign wealth fund. And about two dozen other golfers have been suspended, him, and two dozen other golfers have been suspended by the PGA Tour because of their decision to join the startup. Howard Stern said they're selling out. That's what it is. They're real pieces of you know what. That's what he said on the air. I heard it. And they've got a lot of money, so it allows them to be pieces of boop on a very big level. Do you feel that way? I'm curious. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Do I think they're selling out for the cash to the Saudis? Of course I do. Of course they're selling out for the money. Dustin Johnson, I love watching him play. Phil Mickelson, I've interviewed him a long time ago in the past, lefty, and way back in the start of my career and when he was in college even. And so, you know, you look at this and you think of the human rights violations, which of course is what Mickelson said, and that's part of the problem for the Mickelson controversy. He said, I don't condone human rights violations. I don't know how I can be any more clear, but I'll put up with it for $200 million. So he put himself in a tricky situation when he made those comments and then, of course, is on this tour. Let's see what happens as the golfers move along this week at the U.S. Open, and does the crowd get a little testy or not? I think a lot of people are going to be watching Mickelson, that's for sure, and there is kind of this dark cloud that is hovering a little bit over, you know, over the Open because of it. You know, I mean, it just is. That's what's happening as this rolls out. And the Open is a fun tournament to watch. Pin placements, how tough it can be, the competition. So let's see what happens. I frankly think somebody's going to win who's not part of that tour, like Rory, or maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe somebody else that I already mentioned. All right, Man Cave is closed.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thrilled to take you to the UK for a conversation with Pam Tunbridge. Her book is Strange Eyes, Part 1 of Taz. If you are a dog lover, you will love this book. Even if you're not a dog lover, I think you will find it really comforting, and especially the way dogs deal with children, and so many of us understand that, and just dogs in general, how well we can communicate with them, and how many of us have we talked about on this show have dogs. Pam, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome.
So tell me about...
I just hope that something takes off, because, I mean, the book's been out a while now, but, it would be great if I could get more into it so I don't have to work my butt off and I can just sit back and write. You know?
I think a lot of us can relate to that for sure. Tell me about dogs and you in your life. How significant are dogs to your life, and what was your first dog like?
Well, my first dog was, I was living on my own. I'd split with my boyfriend. I was living on my own in a rural area, and I overtook this guy on a motorbike, and then he followed me home, and he just sat at the end of the driveway watching. And I thought, oh, S-H-I-T. So I went out and I found a rescue German Shepherd. And she and I were, she could come with me to work. She was with me all the time. And then when she was about 12, then a good friend of mine who was suffering from cancer, he rang me up and said, could I come and see him, and could I look after his dog, which was Taz. And Taz came back with me and my GSD, my Shiva, and she lasted about another 6 months, and then I was just left with Taz and the children. You know, I was child minding. I only had one of my own. And then when I lost Taz, he had cancer, and oh, it was heartbreaking. And then my daughter's boyfriend's mum had two dogs that got together and gave 7 puppies. So we ended up with 2 of the puppies. One was my daughter's, one was her boyfriend's. They split up. And then who ended up with the 2 dogs but me? And unfortunately, they got to the age of 15. And one, I had to have one put to sleep last year. And the last one, I had to have him put to sleep a couple of weeks ago.
Ah. But
so at the moment, I'm dogless, but, you know, the hardest thing, I think, is that I haven't, you know, up till now, I've always had another dog, even though I've lost one. I haven't got any at the moment, so I'm debating on jumping in the car and travelling around the UK and visiting every county in the UK. We've got the summer break coming up soon, so I might do that before I think about getting another dog.
But I have a feeling you'll have another dog in your life, and that brings us to your book, Strange Eyes, Part 1 of Taz. Tell us about the book. Everybody's listening to us wondering, okay, what's the book about?
The book is based on a holiday park that's open for a summer season. Over the course of the season, 4 separate children have a holiday there. Each child has a surmountable problem. So what I mean is, you know, it's not anything drastic. One's depressed because he's lost his dad. Another one's depressed because she's overweight. Another one's just loopy because his mother wraps him in cotton wool. And the last one is kind of down because her family's academic and she isn't. And over the course of the season, they each meet up with this dog who gets them over their problem. And at the end of the season, they all manage to meet up at the holiday club end of season party, and they all get to know each other. And it goes from there, really. So that leads on to the next book. So all the children are happy. They've all made new friends, and then we go on to the next book where they have adventures and with the dog.
And in this
basically,
book, Strange Eyes is because why? The dog has what?
He's a blue male collie. He's got one blue eye and one brown eye. And that's the thing that stands out with the kids when they first meet him.
And the kids all have their own things they're dealing with, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but they're all problems that can be gotten over, providing they're in the right situation. I mean, I work with children. I work with all sorts, because I teach swimming. I work with all sorts of children, you know, special needs kids, bullies, kids that are depressed, and I'm a grandmother, but I just act like a teenager and join in and mess about, and that's what counts, you know. You just got to relate to the kids, and that's what the dog does.
Yeah, I think so, well said. That's what this book is about, is relating and what the dog does for them. What do you hope people take away from reading your books?
Do you know what? I mean, I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. But I still read it now and again, and it's kind of heartwarming is the only thing I can think of, really.
So it makes you feel good. Yeah. It makes you feel good about life. It makes you feel good about dogs, kids, all of that.
Yeah, it makes you want to go out and, you know, have fun with a dog or children or both.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. What's it been like writing for you? Has it been fun?
I find writing very easy. You know, if somebody gives me a subject, I can write a poem about it or a story about it within seconds. But I love reading as well. But I don't read anything classical, you know, that's boring. I like, I like thrillers. But, yeah, I just I like being outside and I like writing.
Yeah. We talk about this book again, and it's called Strange Eyes, Part 1 of Taz. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And you look about where the story takes place, which you told us about, and the dog with the two different eyes and the kids and what they get through. When you look at the scenes that you've written, is there one scene or one moment in the book that stands out to you that you just loved writing? One interaction with the characters and the dog?
Not really. I suppose each child has a, you can't call it an epiphany, but each child has a moment, you know, and you think, yes, that's good.
When the individual kids connect with the dog and they realize what's happening with them, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And that's what the book's about. I mean, so that brings us back to, that's why it's hard to highlight one moment, because overall, as you said, it's heartwarming. That's how you feel about the book when you're done. You feel like you do want to go out and you want to go pet some dogs, or you want to walk a dog, or you want to be with children. You're absolutely 100% right. I can't wait for the next ones to come out. And we don't want to give everyone a total sneak peek, but I know the second book is the Alphabet Bunch. How come you called it the Alphabet Bunch? I think it's so cool.
It's weird, really, because, you know, when I was a kid, I used to read Enid Blyton, Famous Five and Secret Seven. And then the Alphabet Bunch came about because the four children, it turns out the four children's initials, you know, their first and last name, follow on in the alphabet, not starting with A. The first kid is Jack, so, and their initials are J, K, L, M, M, N, and N, O, I think. Or I can't remember. J, K, K, L, L-M-M-N. Yeah.
But that's the gist, going with the kids and using the alphabet.
Yeah. Well, I had to give them a name, you know, so I just called them the Alphabet Bunch.
I like the alphabet. Hashtag the Alphabet Bunch. Well, we look forward to that book. And, of course, this book, Strange Eyes, Part 1 of Taz. Pam Tunbridge, keep writing, and thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks. No, thanks for having me.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.